Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Top signs you're in a soul-crushing job.
Soul-crushing.
A new dating site for small men. And what does it take to be a best friend? It is Tuesday, the 10th of March of 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news that we think should have. Is equally worthy on Cincinnati's Q102. We definitely use the word friend a lot more loosely than we used to. I mean, I still have Facebook friends who I've never actually met or spoken to in my life.
I have no clue who they are, correct.
Or maybe someone you met at a bar one time in 2008. Mm-hmm. But we still take the concept of best friends fairly seriously. They ask people what it takes for someone to be their best friend. And the average person says, they would need to be friends with the person for, you know, at least a few years, maybe 4 years, and go through intense personal experiences together. Four intense personal experiences together.
Like what?
Well, that would probably be a death in the family.
Yes, there would
birth.
Be a death. So going through something traumatic would be one. Going on a vacation, seeing, you know, if you can handle that togetherness. Going on a road trip is even more togetherness than going on a vacation, I would argue.
Yeah, totally agree.
Talking regularly on the phone or texting at least once a day, and then showing loyalty and having each other's back.
I think all those are good. I would add in understanding each other's sense of humor or having a similar sense of humor.
Yeah.
And also, there's just a feeling. You just get
right.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Certain people you just get, and others you don't.
I would also add someone that if there is some time, some separation, some distance there, because maybe one of you has moved or your life has just taken a different turn, that you're able to just pick right up from where you left off effortlessly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what people are calling best friends these days. Also, in other news this morning, phones. Did you know today is National Landline Telephone Day?
Don't you just love a good landline?
I'll tell ya.
Got that nice hum to it.
That nice hum. But most of the time, I can hear it's so much clearer.
I don't even know someone that has one. Like, I know
yes, you do.
I know you do too. I mean, but outside of YouTube, I'm saying like you two, like even my parents, they had that same phone number for eons that they don't have anymore.
I also heard that landlines are seeing a slight uptick now because there are a lot of millennials who love the nostalgia of having an old timey phone in their house, if not for decorative purposes, but for novelty purposes where they can pick up this old timey phone and call anybody on a cell phone and have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
I will tell you, at the daycare my kid goes to, in the corner of the big playroom, they have one of those phones that you like pick up off the receiver. And it is like the most popular toy at the daycare. The kids love picking it up and like touching the numbers.
Just think about the weight of an old phone too.
Yeah.
You know, like you pick up that handset. It was like,
yeah.
Well, what I like about
it, bowling ball.
What I love about it, though, is you can put it on your ear and hold it in place with your shoulder and actually have both hands free to do.
And stir on the stove or do something.
Right. Yeah, do you do that with an iPhone? It hurts your neck.
That's why you need one of those Bluetooth things.
I can't have something stuck in my ear like that. I just cannot do it.
So the reason today was dubbed National Landline Telephone Day is because on this day, back in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first ever telephone call. So this is a day where a lot of people are celebrating the landline, if you still have one. And some people still do have landlines because they work when the power goes out. And they never need to be charged. And the sound quality really is like super superior to anything that you'll get on a cell. And not surprisingly, the older you are, the more likely you are to have used a landline in the past few days. 49, almost 50% of people over the age of 55 actually have used a landline versus just 15% of people who are under the age of 24. Jordan Rubin, who's a comedian, did a thing on cell phones and the mishaps that come with having a cell phone that you never really dealt with when maybe you had a landline, if you're old enough to have had a landline.
You ever call someone on the phone, and as it's ringing, you forget who you're calling? It's like Alzheimer's stage one, but you don't want to hang up in case they have caller ID, right? It's like, hello, do you know me? I think I know you. I think we're friendly. They're like, this is Domino's Pizza. Oh. How come when you call someone on the phone, you wake them up, they always pretend like they weren't asleep? Like it's so bad to be asleep? Like, so he's like, bring, hello? Oh, did I wake you? No, I was just sitting in a chair with a gun. What are we doing? I am ready to rock. I used to crank call people when I was in high school. That was my favorite thing to do. I used to call this one girl named Andrea, but she'd never be home. I'd be like, hey, Andrea, I'm in your house right now. I'm going to kill you. And I just hear like, this isn't Andrea. It's her mom. She's out. I'd be like, well, could I leave a message for her? I'd just tell her I'm going to kill her. And can you also tell her? I just got a new cell phone. Thank you. You ever get a new cell phone, you're too lazy to transfer all the numbers over, so you just stop being friends with a bunch of people?
Something else.
Yeah?
How about getting paid to watch March Madness? How does that sound?
Ooh, can I combine that with getting paid to get the coronavirus?
Maybe. Like watching basketball when you're technically on the clock.
Yeah, I mean, might as well if I'm just going to sit there and be sick for 2 weeks and in quarantine. Why not grab an extra grand?
Yeah,
watching March Madness, or do I have to go somewhere with lots of people? What are the parameters here?
Doesn't really have any. It just says they'll pay someone. CableTV.com will pay someone $1,000 to sit around watching March Madness this year. You need to watch 40 hours of games. Oh, you're out.
I'm out.
Yeah, you got to post about it on social media.
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
I could do it. How many?
Yeah. What are they needing
Rich
posted?
And/or Tim could
I get $1,000 to post about 40 games.
It's 40 hours, though.
That's a lot of, yeah, 40.
That's a lot of work.
That's a one-week salary.
How
a
much is it, Jen, per hour?
How much is it? $25.
That's pretty good. I mean, I would post on social for $25 an hour.
And you're getting paid to watch basketball.
Done. How do I get this job?
Applications are due tomorrow night on CableTV.com.
I'm on it.
There you go.
Also, instead of making a green donut for St. Patrick's Day this year, Krispy Kreme is making only green donuts. They just announced that you can get pretty much every normal Krispy Kreme donut in green starting on Saturday. Krispy Kreme is also doing one special donut called the Leprechaun Trap.
Ooh. What happens with that?
It's covered in tiny edible gold coins, but those will only be available in limited quantities.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a new dating site out of England that's only open to men who have below average sized junk.
What is the average these days?
Hold on, I'll Google it. I know. What
it does seem to shift a little bit every
average?
Few years by an inch or well a quarter an inch, half an inch.
It says
it's on the
oh, it
download.
Asks about if it's, you know, like this or like this.
Yes,
if it's like this, it's 3.6
relaxed.
But okay. If it's excited, it is 5.16 inches.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says here. I mean, blame sciencemag.org for that info.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess men who have below average sized junk can sign up. Oh, no, it says, yeah, they get a pack less than 5.5, I guess.
There you go, yeah. 5.16,
Sounds like average.
People behind the site say just like there are men who are smaller than average, there are women who are
that
also smaller than average.
I mean, we've had that come up on Second Date Update.
Yeah, where she just couldn't handle that. Yeah, they often can find the act painful. And I guess there's also women who have a fetish interest in men with below average equipment. And often they prefer to play a more dominant role.
Do we know how many people have signed up for this?
Yes. It has almost 28,000 signups, even though it just launched.
Wow.
27% of those signups are women. And there are no restrictions on women who want to join the site.
How exciting is that for women, though? That's their thing. Now they have a place to go for that.
Finally, yeah. I have a place to go.
Finally, a dating site for me.
Well, that's a challenging conversation to have with a potential loved one if you have a smaller, you know,
do you have
on the female end
or conference. Do you just,
well, I mean,
yeah, how does that conversation
surprise.
Go?
I don't know. I think you just maybe evaluate, touch and feel.
Have you ever had a conversation like that?
I have had a conversation like that one time with a man, and it was not my fondest moment. Yeah.
Meaning you were disappointing yourself with how you handled it? Or?
Yes.
Sometimes there's
how
just such a
you?
Shock to it in either direction.
You young and...
I was like 34.
Oh. I thought this was like...
No.
22.
Yeah.
Was like, and I'm like, I can't tell you, it's too early in the morning to have this discussion. But I was like, is that, you know...
Yeah.
And, yep.
The angry inch?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I said, well, take it out.
And that was that.
Mm.
Yep. The end.
I said it was not my fondest moment.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew a guy in college. He was so sad about it.
I feel he
was this incredibly good looking guy, really sweet. He was an athlete. He was on the wrestling team. Cute.
It's not their fault.
No. And he, you know, and he like, he knew it and you know, like, there's nothing he could do about it. I mean, I just really felt bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Because he was so nice. And you just knew that that was going to, you know, like, I hope if he's still out there that he finds this website.
And a woman
I imagine
that can
that
handle that.
Right.
He probably found a nice woman a long time ago.
I hope so, because he was really cute.
Especially if he's a good looking guy.
Really good looking
guy. He could go
guy.
On a site like this and probably score well.
Yeah. What is the site for people wanting to check it out?
It doesn't even say so in the article. That's what's crazy.
Dinky winky.
We're
going
to have to dink.
That's what I said.
It's just got a cool hipster name like
Gerbil. I'm going to be interested to see what kind of other dating sites come out along the lines of this. People who have, you know, something about themselves that they can't control that maybe makes it slims the pickings
who
they can date.
I don't know if this is the correct name of it. It's called, it is. It's called Dinky One.
Oh, I was just being a jerk. That's really what it's called?
D-I-N-K-Y, next word, one. Dinky One began with 27,000 people.
Look at that.
There you go.
Finding people to date is so much easier when you're perfect.
Oh, clearly.
You know?
Yeah, it's free to join, and apparently you can take steps to keep yourself anonymous. So that's the beauty of the internet, man. There's something out there for everybody.
Yeah,
amen.
I think it's going to be really interesting and really great that people have that.
Right.
You know, I wonder which one I'll end up on.
Well, you're moving to the farm, so you can do the farmers only one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to see how things turn out.
Oh, yeah. Farmers only.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
What niche?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.